Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons are 4-8. It is a Falcon Monday. We're talking about a variety of things. Mike and I were just talking amongst ourselves as the Lane Kiffin conversation went over into the break, and was talking with Big O and Damon about this day-day as far as, you know, the perception of Lane Kiffin. It's very, very interesting. And I said to Mike, I do think that 95% of the people feel the way what Mike just described as far as how it's perceived from Lane and him being selfish and, oh, I want to coach my team, but they're pushing me out. It's you know, again, do you really? Because if you wanted to stay, you could. The interesting thing, though, is, you know, as we discuss this, Mike, he is he is the dark side. There is a love-hate thing with Lane Kiffin, right? I mean, you either like really like the guy, you think he's a great, fun personality, and he's cool because he's on social media and he says all these cool things, or you absolutely despise him, which is great for college football. We need this. We need him to go to LSU and be a bad guy, Mike, because everybody thought Brian Kelly was a nice guy. Everybody likes Brian Kelly. Oh, no. Midwestern guy. He's got values.
Now, big fraud, big ego.
Okay. Didn't work. Right. Lane's like, screw it. I'm going to do what I do. And everybody's being mad. It's great for college football. Hate on him because that is good for the sport.
Like, he's the closest thing we have today to Steve Spurrier. I mean, Cignetti pops off a little bit. Remember Saban last year? You didn't sound like this when you're on my staff. You know, Cignetti's full. But that's cool. That's part of the reason. Florida Gators, it was a strange fit with Billy Napier. He just wasn't that bombastic personality. Now, from what I've heard from Stakes, you know, Tulane alum, John Summerall wears his heart on his sleeve. He's going to get into
it. Good coach.
He's not afraid to, you know, kind of show some emotion. So coming for a Florida Gator fan, that's what you want. You want a little bit of that swagger. You know, Billy Napier was like too much of a shrinking violet, I think, at times for a lot of fans.
I'll tell you a secret. Kentucky waited too long. He played at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Played in the SEC. Coached at Ole Miss. They waited too long. Mike, I think this is who they were going to try to go get. And then they waited until this weekend to do what they should have done. But I'm not saying he would have taken the job with all these other jobs open.
And he was in the mix for Auburn for a minute,
for a minute.
Sounded like.
He had choices. But everybody thought he was going to go to Alabama or back to Alabama. John, I like this Summerall hire. I do for Florida. And because of his SEC ties, Mike, this is not going to be a leap like it was with Napier. This is not as big of a leap. I think he's going to be more ready. So I'm with Stakey on this. I like that. I also like, again, the Auburn hire with Golish.
Right.
He was the OC at Tennessee. He was there with Heupel. Like, that offense is going to be fun again. If I'm an Auburn fan, I'm excited about the fact that we're going to be able to score points.
What you thought you were getting with Freeze that you didn't get.
Correct.
If we're honest.
That's right.
And the thing about – I remember it was – I think it was when they played – was it Miami? I think it was at the Florida game. Anyway, they were inside the locker room with Alex Golish. I loved the way he talked to his play. I just love that vibe. You know, Lee at Vanderbilt's kind of like that, too. It's like, man, these guys want to run through a brick wall for this guy, and it's impressive. And it's again, we'll see. I mean, Auburn needs some stability, man. They're starting to go through coaches like Sox. This guy's got to get things right because Auburn's been looking up at Alabama for way too long.
If he can win where he just came from, and he's got experience in the Big Ten, Big 12, all over. We're talking about Alex Golish, who's now the new Auburn coach. I just feel like all this change, and there's a lot of it, guys, is hopefully going to be good for the SEC. What's up, O?
So the Golish hire is funny because they had queued in and kind of zeroed in on Summerall, but speaking of stability, they wanted DJ Durkin to remain as the DC.
Mm.
And Summerall wasn't as keen on keeping Durkin as a DC.
Mm.
Golish, on the other hand, I think Durkin's going to stay under that regime right there. So you got stability on the defense, and you got a guy there, too. Alex is going to focus on defense. I mean, the offense take care of that stuff and game planning to some extent. And then you have Durkin, who's kind of keyed in on what they want to do on defense.
Yeah. So. And by the way, the Alabama-Auburn game, better than expected, right?
How about the balls on our boy Kalen DeBoer? We spoke to him a few weeks ago. Going for it on that fourth down.
Huge.
And I mean, and Simpson making that throw, which was not an easy throw either. But that was, wow. I was like, okay, that was impressive in that situation.
I'm with you, man. Alabama gets it done. Georgia and Alabama will meet in the SEC championship game. More college football to come. And by the way, we've got a chance for you to win another pair of tickets today, Mike, for Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, man, we're off a little early today because we got an earlier tip for the Hawks. So the coaches show will start at 5:30. So sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, we got tickets for you to see Guns N' Roses. They're coming to Truist Park, guys, September 19th. Weather should be great outdoors. I mean, it's always a fantastic venue for hard rock and roll. Saw Metallica there a couple years ago. It's one of my favorite shows at Truist. So GNR, man. Tickets go on sale, by the way, December 5th, but your chance coming up in the 5 o'clock.
All right, guys. As we talk about the Falcons, and we'll get into some other things that went on around the league. But right now, this is where this team is at. They're 4-8. We have 5 games left. As we said, 3 contending teams that probably are going to go deep in the playoffs or at least have a chance to in Seattle, obviously the Bucs and the Rams. And where are you as far as your disappointment? Has it been any lower than losing to the Jets? And I said to Mike, like, I kept thinking, all right, this could get worse. It could get worse. All right, we lose to the Jets. There will be change. There is none today.
Yeah.
There is none. And not that, look, you guys know. We've been saying this since, like, week 4, right? When we started getting senses or at least hints, Mike, that some things weren't what we assumed they were. And then the mistakes continue to happen, and all of a sudden we find ourselves here. So you guys know where we're at. But, like, this is this thing was over a few weeks ago. So I don't know where you are, but, like, are you upset? Are you simply just frustrated with the way this has gone? But I'll tell you this, we can't stay here. We can't stay here.
Yeah, I mean, two ways of looking at it. I mean, you know, some fan bases, when things are going south, well, let's just tank. And nobody tanks in the NFL. You always see some surprise wins in December. But we don't have a pick in the first round. Now, we're happy because James Pierce Jr. is looking like a guy that was worth it now. And there, I think we can put that argument to rest, right? We believe that Pierce Jr. was worth it. But, you know, not having a first-round pick, if you lost a bunch of games, if you fired the coach and the team didn't respond and they go the other way, is Arthur concerned that less people are going to show up? Well, I got to be honest with you. The Carolina game, the stadium was half empty. You know, so I don't know what it's going to be like for Seattle, but a lot of fans, a lot of guys are hitting us up. And again, we're not telling you not to go. You go if you want to go. You don't want to go, you're frustrated, don't go.
That's right.
You know, you're going to sell your ticket, you still make some loot on it on Ticketmaster or whatever, but I'm still going to be there. You know, I'm a fan. I paid for the ticket. I'm going to take the ride. But I'm just, as a fan, I'm also frustrated. I'm not getting any message, to your point earlier, from the owner. This is unacceptable, Falcon fans. Rest assured, to an Arthur Blank, we will move on. But he's not saying that. I mean, I'd like to know that we're actively pursuing a new general manager and a new head coach, but we're not. We're still rolling with the guys we got.
Feels that way. Don't. No, how many one possession one
five? Is it five?
One possession games we've lost.
Cinco, five,
uno, dos, tres.
Remember Tony Montana's mom? Wait a minute, cinco. I don't know. Sorry, five games, one possession. Guys doing their job. Coaches calling up a better play. Not, you know, making those mistakes. Bad teams lose those games. Good teams find a way to win those games. Sean Payton's not happy with his offense. They found a way to grind a road win last night against the Commanders.
Yeah, if you win 3 of those games, you're a 7-win football team.
Right. And we're in the mix in the NFC.
That's what's crazy
about
that.
We're certainly in the mix for the division because the Bucs had a 3-game losing streak before this last week.
So is that a little bit of hope, seriously, that you've been good enough, as bad as it's been, to be in these games at the end, but you just have not been able to win them? And if you feel like, hey, we know the formula, we're going to get a guy that knows the formula, like a Sean Payton or somebody of that ilk, that can do those things, Mike, doesn't that give you a better feel? Like, we're not terrible. I know we are record-wise, and it feels that way. But you've lost these one-possession games. You know, again, you go on the road, you lose the Patriots by 1 point. Field goal. Yesterday, by the way, Zane Gonzalez missed a 50-yarder, and he hit a 50-yarder.
Right.
It's like, okay, we're right there. So how do you get over
right The only two-possession game we lost, I still think, was winnable. It was the 49er game. There was a moment we could have taken the game over. We did not. We failed. We talked about the mistakes and the coaching staff and the defensive mistakes and burning timeouts off of penalties. Stupid stuff. That's the only 10 game. But other loss, the Bucks, who didn't have a field goal kicker to get us to overtime.
Right.
That's how the whole thing started. Of the eight losses, the two where we had no shot, the Panthers game where we were humiliated, and the Kirk Cousins game, we were under the impression Kirk didn't get a full week to prep. And it sure showed when the Dolphins came in here and beat us 34-10.
Yeah, that was
but everything
that
else.
Was ugly.
Everything else we're in.
That was ugly. I mean, the two ugly games, obviously, are the Carolina and the Dolphins game. The right. Dolphins game was just a slap in the face. But either way.
Colts, it's a one possession game. You're in a position to win that game. You led that game.
Neutral field.
Panthers.
Overtime.
We led the Panthers by two touchdowns. Okay? And we blew a 14-point lead in that game. You know, that's the last – Penix, ironically, Penix was 13-16 before he hurts his knee.
Yeah, he was playing well. That's what's crazy. And Ra has mentioned that, too. Like, that you felt like he might have taken a turn for the better in feeling more comfortable. I think Ra even told us a couple of weeks back he was being more vocal, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets hurt. And your season's done. So, either way, it's something we're talking about today with you here on a Falcon Monday. 10 points you blew on special teams yesterday. And that's just, there's no beating around the bush, man. You give the Jets great field position. They punch it in. You know, this is, the field position thing is real, and it's cost us numerous times. But yesterday, it was blatant because the game, Mike, was just methodical. There wasn't a bunch of explosive plays and stuff that was going on. It was just kind of playing out in slow motion, right? And then we got to the end of the game, and we had two chances, by the way. Two chances. Yep. At the end of this game yesterday, with under 2 minutes of. We don't do a damn thing with it.
Yeah, and look, we're actually pretty happy. I mean, hell, Zane Gonzalez is Morton friggin' Anderson compared to everything else we've rolled out this year. He couldn't convert a 50-yarder. It's swirling winds at MetLife. It's always been the story there, even in the old stadium. But he couldn't make it, and then you get one of the oldest guys in the NFL. It's a 56-yarder. I mean, that thing was like a friggin' line drive. But he converts it. Nick Foles makes the kick. But, yeah, I mean, and you let him go down the field. I mean, that's the touchdown drive, the 15-yard 65s, where we saw, you know, Tyrod Taylor, like, guys, what's going on? How about when the ball got deflected and Divine Diablo didn't see it?
Yeah.
And the ball's literally hanging in the air like, we can't get the play. And that's just when you are a 4-8 team, those are the breaks you don't get.
404-726-0929. Fourth and One is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We'll have time, obviously, to break down plenty of NFL action. It was a long week because the game started so early. So, you know, again, Packers beat the Lions, right? And then you fast forward to Thanksgiving or later Thanksgiving Day, and the Cowboys beat the Chiefs. Chiefs are in trouble, y'all. Chiefs are in trouble.
And the Cowboys now, I mean, look, say what you want. We've had so much. It's easy to crap on Jerry and the mistakes. I'll say right now, I thought Brian Schottenheimer was just going to be a gap coach. And all of a sudden, might have taken a while to get things going. Plus, they've been so banged up. Jerry's able to make trades. The Pickens trade, he's going to get a big contract now with Dallas. Pickens is paying huge dividends. You know, the defensive line, despite losing Micah Parsons. All of a sudden, look, when you beat the two Super Bowl teams in 5 days, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's a big deal. And then you fast forward to the night game. Joe Burrow's back, and the Bengals go beat the Ravens, and Lamar looked like hot garbage.
Oh, I was texting you guys at the game. I was like, "What? Lamar's look? He's carrying the ball like a loaf of bread. Does that every freaking time? Just makes bad decisions." And I'm watching this, and I didn't like Munkin's play call either. He sits Derrick Henry out for way too long.
Yep.
I mean, look, I know Derrick Henry's having an off year, but you still got to use the diesel, man.
Lots of crazy things. Then the Bears beat the Eagles. And then all this talk about Shador. They score a lousy 8 points at home. 49ers, who are one of the most banged up teams. Mike just mentioned it when we played them. I don't know how they're winning. I don't know how none of their stars are out there, and they're getting it done. So this is what's going on around the NFL. Titans are in position to have the first overall pick. We mentioned this in our pre-show today. There's five teams, Raiders, Saints, Jets, Giants, that are all in position to potentially have that first pick with about 5 weeks left in the NFL season. But say what you want, Mike. Mess around and we don't win. We might be right there in that top five mix with four wins. Who knows?
Right. It's just like I said. It's so exasperating that we're just going to give you the postmortem on the first 12 games. Now, again, we could go out against Seattle. Sam Darnold can give you this game, okay, for all the things he's done to rehabilitate his image and make some nice money. Sam Darnold can get off to a slow start, and you can have your day because you can run the football and keep him off the field. You can. There's ways we can win this game, but again, are we going to execute? Are the coaches going to have everybody on the same page? That's not been the case, but four times this season.
All right, Raheem has spoken, and he was asked a question by our Joe Patrick about staff changes. We're going to tell you what he said when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we have been questioning why maybe there haven't been more changes, specifically with the things that continue to hurt our football team. Special teams is one of them. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our buddy Joe Patrick, who's up there all the time. Ross spoke to the media. He does this, guys, every Monday. We know this. And then, you know, tomorrow's an off day, and Wednesday we'll be up there as well. But asked about why he has not considered staff changes after deciding to let Ike Hilliard go after week three for, quote, performance. Ross said today that Ike Hilliard's firing, Mike, was down to communication, and that was affecting performance. He says that is not an issue with the special teams unit. Okay. So then when asked about, okay, Marquise Williams, who was our special teams coordinator, Ra responded today saying, I am not making any changes at this time. I have a lot of confidence in what Marquise is doing. I've got a lot of confidence in the coaching techniques, and I've got a lot of confidence in the guys that are going to be able to execute it. Here's the problem, Ra. Mike, we are the dead last, 29.8 yards per kickoff return. We're last in the NFL. What's working? That's nothing. That's field position. That's what's not working. So when he says that, it just makes us wonder. And Joe Patrick reporting that today after, obviously, Raheem spoke to the media. But, Mike, I just – what's working?
Then he says that Agnew's muff punt was inexcusable.
Well, that's
in the same press conference.
Like, is he cut?
Yeah. Are you going to cut him?
Did he cut him?
I mean, this is – when we talked about it last night. And I know that Sean Payton, it's like the boogeyman for Falcon fans for all the years he owned us. But it's just funny to hear Collinsworth talk about, you know, the differences on the staff and what a coach noticed working with Sean Payton about. Any fat is trimmed. Any mistakes are corrected immediately. This is – I've said this to Carl before, and maybe your office, and hopefully it is different. Maybe you've not worked in an environment like this. I unfortunately have, where you're in a situation where you know there's a problem, and everybody knows there's a problem, and it doesn't get addressed. And it's always kind of, well, we understand that, you know, it's going to get the corporates on this. We're going to do this. And everyone knows, and it's a major problem. Mm. And that's our special teams, you know. And guys are – the gaps – the Jets players tell Ken Segura of the AJC, oh, yeah, we saw it on film. We can exploit the gaps. They're not maintaining lane integrity. They're creating two big gaps on kick return. Basic stuff you guys who played high school football or Pop Warner remember. But the coach then says, no, I can – see, that's where the fan base like me wants to pull my hair out. We'll talk to Rob about this respectfully, guys, on Wednesday. But it just that's the stuff that makes me say, why do you still have your job, let alone the special teams coach?
Here's Rob responding to what we just told you. I want you to hear him in his own words, Big O. So let's play it for our listeners.
Communication standpoint from Marquise. We better get to those guys. We better get those things done. I don't think communication was done the right way. certainly understand that, but I believe we can things done the right way.
Yeah, but our special teams has not been good. That's the problem. You're preaching that and saying it, but our special teams, what you're telling us and what we're seeing every Sunday, is that doesn't equal up. That's my issue.
You're saying that Ike Hilliard was fired for performance. The special teams is the worst performing special teams unit in the league. I mean, it's irrefutable. This is why I have no confidence in this coaching staff. I didn't like the hire to begin with. If I'm honest with you, Carl, I didn't like it because I'd seen what Raheem had done before.
Sure.
And I thought there were more compelling arguments for other guys that were interviewed. But I never thought it would be this bad. I mean, this is the definition of, like, incompetence. I mean, telling me that there's a problem, you're going to fix it. You haven't been able to fix it. We're going into week 14.
Right.
You haven't fixed it. You can't fix it. Oren.
You know what Raheem's saying when he says that cut? He's saying it's not my fault, it's the player's fault.
You feel that way?
Yeah, he's saying that, and we've talked to people before, where they want to emphasize that the players aren't executing. That's Raheem right there saying that, wait, we're telling these guys what to do, but they're not doing it.
Yeah, but it's your job to follow through and make sure they're doing it. And here's the deal. When we joke, we're joking because we know it's not going to happen, but when we say, is Jamal Agnew cut, I'm being very serious.
Right.
If you're serious about your job, then when mistakes like that happen and you know I'm on the cusp of losing my gig,
right,
I'm cutting you. The rest of y'all got to get this. Like, if you're making mistakes that could cost us, I'm moving on from you.
D. Alford, get in there. He's done it.
That's it.
Done.
That's it.
And that's the other thing. Look, I get it. You know, the fine line between, you know, the injury thing and not wanting. You may have to start putting some of your starters on teams. I hate that.
I do too.
I mean, but you may have to start using some of your better athletes or your guys who can think better in a pinch, because Agnew chokes. That's the definition of what he did there is a definition. You made a bad decision, you fumble.
He hasn't helped us, man. I mean, I'm saying that, Mike. They went out and got a guy specifically to help us be better in this return game. And you go, well, what is that?
Arthur Blank, just a sidebar on this. Yeah. Arthur Blank's got a – this is what you and I were talking about the first hour. How is Arthur Blank – you think Arthur Blank would ever have accepted that? Creating the billion-dollar empire, the multi-billion-dollar empire that was Home Depot? I think Arthur Blank accepts that from any of his businesses? You know what I mean? With the PGA Tour Superstore or any of the things he owns? I just can't imagine how this gets a slide. This gets a pass when it's like staring you right in the face.
Yeah, and I want to address something you said, because I don't know if I've ever said this. Maybe I have when he got the job. You said you never really liked the hire.
Right.
I wanted to give Raw a clean slate and let him attempt to prove to us that he was the right guy. 2 years in, he hasn't. 2 years in, this has been worse than most imagined. 2 years in, and I don't want to talk about woulda, coulda, shouldas. Mm-hmm. Last year, we could have went to the playoffs. We didn't. All right? You could have dated her, but you didn't. So this whole thing, Mike, now when you go, all right, I'm going to give him a clean slate. Let him come in and prove it. Because that's what I try to do with all of these coaches. And then when they screw it up, or they're not able to get it done, or they're not capable, then you have to make a tough decision. That decision, I think, for most Falcon fans like me now is, okay, this ain't working. But I tried. Like, I didn't come in with that preconceived notion. The only time I've done that is when we rehired Dirk Cutter. And I told you guys that was a mistake because you were just trying to go back to what worked and it was going to make Matt Ryan happy. And I said, that doesn't work in this business. But for this, you felt like a guy had went and proven himself, Mike, somewhere else and was a Super Bowl defensive coordinator. And you go, okay, he's bringing that back here. Things will be better this time around. And they just haven't.
Right. You know, I mean, you go back. Belichick, we know that whole flirtation, how that went down. Harbaugh. A lot of guys to this day say, we never had a shot at Harbaugh. Well, I mean, again, I don't know. Were you serious about it, or were you simply, we got to talk to Harbaugh?
Yeah.
You know, because Harbaugh, I get it. He had an idea that I got a starting quarterback with the Chargers. He's a California guy, the last few years of his life. He likes it. And that was never going to be a shot. The one guy we interviewed, and maybe one had something to do with it or maybe had nothing to do with it. The fact that you had hired Arthur Smith and he had come from Tennessee and it was a great big nothing, and Vrabel had been his head coach, but Vrabel obviously had won playoff games. Vrabel is the guy that, I mean, you really feel, man, that would have been something, because you're seeing it up there.
Yeah.
They're doing it, and they don't beat themselves, and if they make a mistake, it's corrected. You saw it, Drake Maye was having a horrible day. He gets over, he's right there working with him. That's coaching. You see it. You see it with Ben Johnson with the Bears, man. Now, in our defense, we maybe made a play for him. He didn't want to come out that year. He was going to coach and think he's going to the Super Bowl with the Lions that season.
It was the year before he ends up leaving, and he was the hottest prospect in professional sports as far as professional football. Either way, we wanted you to hear that and tell you what he said, because I know many of you are like us today. Somebody's got to go. Nobody's gone. And if you were going to say, if anybody, and I'm only calling him out because I don't think he's lived up to it, and that is Marquise Williams. I don't think this special teams unit as a whole has been where it needs to be. And then if stats are for losers, then you're going to tell me being worst in the NFL and giving up 29.8 yards a kickoff return doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you whatever. 404-726-0929. That is the phone number. You can find us. Text us, by the way, and find Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929.
I mean, again, you guys are Falcon fans. You're watching all these games. The Colts flipped the field in Berlin with a game on the line. The game's on the line. And you blew it. And you give them the short field. Right?
The game's on the line.
You know, then it's third down. You know, I know Arch tried to explain it to me. Well, I don't know. Arch rushing 5 6 better than 4.
Oh, you're talking about the fourth down or the third down?
Yeah, that's when Daniel Jones, and then he's marathon, man. He picks it up. The coaching. And then maybe you picked up some of the wrong players. And that gets back to the front office. You know, put it all together, and that's why you're 4-8.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, honestly, that's the bigger issue. We can talk about all these little things. They all add up. But specifically in regard to the Jets game yesterday, a very winnable game. And Mike said this, and this is, to me, I'm sitting there yesterday and I'm going, you know what makes this even worse? These dudes traded away their two best players.
Yes.
Their two best players. They have 5 first-round picks over the next 2 seasons, and they benched their quarterback. And they benched their – and here we are doing this? Like, that's why I said I don't know if it gets any worse for me. Like, I don't know if I can feel any more disappointed going into the Jets game and looking at this schedule all season going, well, we can get that one. That's the one right there. And then before all of this happens, they go, well, we're going to trade our best players. We're going to get some picks. We're going to stack picks. Everybody in the league knows this is a rebuild for them. And yet, here we are.
Adonai Mitchell got his first touchdown.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and that was one where Hughes – again, we'll ask Coach on Wednesday, where's the safety help on that one? What was going on there?
That was ugly. It was ugly. I know. All right, man. We got to tell you what happened this weekend with our picks. We're going to talk some dogs coming up at 4 o'clock. A lot more to get to here as we continue on this Falcon Monday. It's Dukes and Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're laughing because we're having some fun, man. We hope you guys are. By the way, man, how was Thanksgiving, man? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was great. You know, this year was like the direct opposite. We've entertained lots of people over. Sure. Traveled last year down to Florida. This was just low-key, me and Becky and the doggies. And I know you guys did some great stuff. Becky's an amazing cook. She brined that bird. It was perfect, succulent, good. And I'll say it, moist. And yeah, just good eating weekend, man. She smoked some wings for Friday watching all the football. Just good stuff, man. Put on about 5 pounds this week. How about you?
No, it was great. Yeah, man. You know, friends and family came over. It was a good time. And the crazy thing is, you know, to your point about the leftovers, I think tonight is the last. We have turkey again. Last night, because Mike, we had so much because I cooked two birds, but they both came out good, man. I mean, the smoked bird was good, but that I did that air fryer thing I told you about,
right?
With no grease. It's like an outdoor air fryer. The skin was crispy. It came out really good. I didn't know. I wasn't – because the first bird I cooked was small. I did it like 3 weeks ago because I wanted to try it. And I was like, all right, it's smaller. But then you actually do a turkey, and you know if I screw this up, right? I mean, that's just money down the drain. But I didn't, and so it was good, man. Day-Day, everybody had a good Thanksgiving, man?
Yeah, you know, for us, we actually entertained kind of opposite of Mike because of my son's team having to play in the quarterfinals
Friday. By the way, what happened?
Unfortunately, man, season came to an end for us. But it was good because, again, family came to town instead of us going somewhere, and then all the family went with us to Savannah. They made the trip down and had a good time, you know, being with family and friends. And again, it was unfortunate that the season came to an end, but really proud of the kid, man, his freshman year and how things have gone for him. Man. He actually had a pretty good game.
Look,
didn't let him down.
He's got a bright future. I'm excited.
Thank you, man.
I'm excited for him.
So are you gonna say it? Are you gonna go to Auburn or Georgia? I'll hang up and listen. Which way is he leaning?
You know, you do know my wife went to Georgia Tech. Right?
Yeah,
well, they need help on defense.
I hope Brent's on him. And Big O, how much did your little one eat, man, since he is above the size weight?
He's already been committed.
So he can't do milk right now still, so we just got to give him bottles, but he drinks all the bottles. But oldest one, Frankie, got sick before Thanksgiving, so we had to kind of watch him. He had like a stomach thing that wasn't fun to deal with at all. Now little man is sick. Little man got what Franklin has.
Okay.
So they both were waking up early tonight the last couple nights. So yeah, it's been, for it being a vacation, it wasn't as much a vacation as it should have been. But one cool thing, wife and I hosted Thanksgiving this year. I'm kind of, you know, 50-50 on hosting, but the one good thing is that you keep all the food.
Yes, true.
Right.
So that was the benefit of hosting, is that all the food stayed with us, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, y'all can grab a plate. Yeah, most of this is staying, right?
You brought it here, it's staying over here with us.
Yeah, I hear you, man. One of our friends, apparently his wife, she left something, I guess the potato pie or whatever, and he like literally called and was like, oh, yeah, y'all, how do I get that potato pie? And we're like, really? You left it. it's here. What do you want us to do?
And by the way, Saturday.
What potato pie?
Don, our friends over there, Don and Karen. Don's another Delta mechanic guy. We're over at their place, and Becky did like the Swedish meatball thing, you know, in the crock pot, bring it over. Dude, I just set the car just like in front of it, like Homer Simpson.
Killing it.
It's just, oh my God. Those, you know, like the IKEA meatballs? Oh my God. Just, oh, I could live on those suckers, man. Just like, so Becky said, we let someone else have them. Shut up.
Yeah.
Good day.
It's good, man. That's the thing. You just eat as much as you want. All right, man.
And I left the, hey, Don, you just keep my cooler. You called me on Sunday. Hey, you left the cooler here. Just put it in the garage.
Yeah. But I was like, bro, I'm not bringing you this potato pie. I'm just not happening.
Right.
Yeah. This potato pie is going to stay right here. Day-Day.
Did you do pumpkin pie or pecan?
We had various desserts.
Okay.
So there were that's because everybody likes something different. Like, and as a matter of fact, I'm trying to remember what it was because it was so good, Mike. Her son, Kia's son, one of my wife's friends, he works at like Publix.
Okay.
And he baked this pie and did it, and it had like the buttercream and all that. It was delicious. Anyways, I don't remember exactly what it was, but everybody was ranting and raving over that. Like, what is this? And he was like, I baked it. So it was kind of, you know, a variety of desserts. Real quick, I know we got to get back to some other things, and we will. If you're just joining us, Dog Report's on the way. Dogs getting ready now for the SEC championship game, guys. Tons of coaching changes in the SEC specifically. We'll get to the Lane Kiffin story, obviously. All of that is on the way and more Falcons conversation here on a Falcon Monday. Real quick.
Go ahead, Carl. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, man.
Well, you want me to say it?
Go ahead, Carl.
You want me to say it?
Go ahead, Carl.
3-0, baby!
I'll say it for you, Carl.
3. Thank you. Thank you, future. Life is good. Danny, what happened this weekend, man?
Do we want to do that first?
Well, I was just asking. Come on, man. Where we at?
All right. We'll get to the picks, and then I do want to give y'all an update on this Gainesville situation.
Yes.
All right.
Make this quick.
Yes, Carl went 3-0.
Hey.
His picks, the 28, Indiana favorite, 28.5 over Purdue.
Can I tell y'all something about real quick about this Indiana game? And I know you told me, Mike, you're looking forward to the Ohio State game.
Yes.
Indiana's been killing everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody okay. Up, man.
I'm serious. Like every week they're up, you know, 29, 30, 35. They're killing everybody. I don't know what happens in this Ohio State game. They're really good.
They are.
I'm just letting you guys know. I know we don't watch the Big Ten down here and all that. They're really good. All right, go ahead.
All right, you also got Ohio State right, what they were favored, 9.5, which to your point about Indiana, I was watching because that was the first time probably since the beginning of the season that I watched Ohio State. They're really damn good, too.
Say yeah. it, man. Julie,
they wait. Are.
Mike, like, why didn't he play at Alabama is yeah, my question.
That's the deal, man. And then, by the way, how about the Barham kid? That headbutts the ref, not getting thrown
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I was like, wow, Big Ten, you really want to see Michigan in this playoff. Right. I was like, well, they lose on a close one. I mean, I was like, dude, I don't know any other conference where that kid's still in
yeah,
the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Good call.
All right, so, and then you got it right on the Bengals covering. They were a 7-point dog. Next up, both Mike and Oren went 1-2. And by the way, Carl, you're now 21-21 on the season.
500.
You're 500.
I'll take it.
All right, both those guys, Mike and Oren, go 1-2 on the season.
I've had 3 1-2 weeks in a row. For those of you who don't follow gambling, that's not how you pay the rent.
No, not
what
at
game
all.
Did Mike win?
I had the,
he got the 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers Browns.
Yeah,
he took which was the closer over. Than I closer than I thought.
You know yeah. what? I watched that Washington Oregon game too, and I was kind of surprised that didn't go over.
And I know they play in that weather, so it's like the weather was a big deal. I mean, I thought I had the over under on that. I missed by 10. It wasn't even close.
No. Yeah, and then Big O's one was the Oregon Washington game. He took Oregon being favored by 6.
Utah was down in that game, only won by 10, and then we saw what happened.
Yeah.
By the way, stop taking the Falcons. All right, that's twice.
Yeah. Did you see that? That's twice. I see another stat. They are 1-6 this year when they are an outright favorite.
Yeah.
So 1-6.
1-6 against the spread is a favorite. What does that tell you about your season?
Wow. Yeah.
That's basically everything you need to know about this season in a nutshell.
And then
I had the Panthers.
Yeah, you
I
had took, the Panthers.
I thought the Rams were going to kick their butts. Like
yeah,
everybody
you took
did.
The Rams, well, yeah.
Color me sucker.
Stafford had a horrible game, man. Yep.
All right. And then unfortunately for me, I've come back to the pack. I am also 21-21 with
Carl. So this
Carl.
Show has no one over 500. The Not, morning show is chirping about being the best pickers on the station.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, as much and again, it pains me to have to, you know. Take
now we
it.
Got Dylan, the guy that doesn't even pick a game.
I know.
We're talking
I know.
About
they brainwashed. By the way, he's got like Stockholm syndrome. He's been brainwashed. He really is part of that morning show now. But no, he you know if they're over 500 and we're not, I mean, it's not that difficult to figure out.
Yeah. Well, I almost went 1-2, but the Broncos decided to score a touchdown in overtime.
Let me tell you another. Because it was a holiday weekend, I stayed up and watched the SMU game. What a debacle!
Man, and you know what? Here's the thing about SMU. You know what? I don't even care about the fact that I lost that one as far as my picks. You had your ticket punched to the ACC championship.
That's true.
Yeah, all you had to do was win.
Just beat Cal. A lowly was an interim coach Cal team right now, too. Yes.
And you literally just wet the bed on that
in front
that
of the
one.
Most, I mean, arguably the least imposing atmosphere in all of college ball.
Yeah.
Other maybe than UVA or Stanford.
Yeah.
And that's the and I'm with you. And Rhett Lashley was losing his mind, lost his composure on the sideline a few times. Kicker, you're in Dallas. You can't find a kicker in the state of Texas.
Yeah, I mean,
those kids hit big money kicks.
Yeah, that was the deal for me. I was like, I can't believe it. You guys literally just blew your wad.
The
like,
funniest line I saw, and I apologize for not knowing. I saw it over the weekend on social media, Carl. And they said, "Boy, the definition of realignment: a private school from Dallas loses to Cal Berkeley,
right.
so that a basketball school goes to the ACC championship."
There you go.
All right, and then Texas and Texas A&M. I took the over. It was 51.5. Great job by Texas. They
I told
look
you they
good.
Would take care of business.
I wonder how if it was.
Hey, why did they let the kid
name?
Run some more?
Yeah, because was it his injury?
Yeah, was he banged up? Why Sark wouldn't cut him loose earlier?
That was it. A little bit of that. But by the way, I'm not one of these people that believes they should be. They're 3-loss team. They shouldn't be in. I don't believe that. I know they played 5 top 10 or top 15 teams.
That Florida loss doesn't really
hurts.
Yeah,
is A&M Fugazi?
Well, Elko's been dealing with this all season. Remember, he said before the game against South Carolina, he said, "We're not last year's team." And then this year,
and then they were down to South Carolina by like 28. Yeah.
And then he apparently lost it because the Texas, you could hear the Texas celebration. And Elko just went back. Yeah, he went crazy, man. Yeah. So he just lost. He lost his bye week.
Texas though, last year the big thing was that they didn't beat anybody that had more than 8 wins. And when they played teams that had more than 8 wins, i.e., Georgia, they got handled. A&M this year, there's not a real great, team on that schedule that they beat so far. But same thing, they play a team that has more than 8 wins in Texas and. We saw what happened.
Those five ranked opponents, not that it matters again, but they went 3-2 in those games. And the two losses, obviously, are Georgia and then Florida. And the Florida game, even though it was earlier in the year, Mike is right. The optics on that, I don't care about three losses and, oh, they deserve to be in. I hear Sark, but there's no way.
And I felt bad for Haynes King because I saw the last two games for Haynes. I mean, the first half against Pitt and just couldn't get on track. Same for Marcel Reed. Those two picks were terrible that Marcel Reed threw.
And then he got injured. So you got to wonder if that played a role. Right. All right, real quick before we get out of here, update on the Gainesville and Langston U. So
Thank you. Go ahead. I was going to say, where did we leave this?
When we left off on Wednesday at Flowery Branch. Gainesville filed an injunction and the judge granted them the injunction. Not too long after we left Flowery Branch, GHSA filed in an appeal and announced that they were going to postpone the game. So the game did not take place on Friday, and they were supposed to meet with all the parties involved, GHSA that is, this morning, meaning the remaining teams, as well as Gainesville and Langston Hughes, to decide what they were going to do moving forward. Well, according to Zach Klein, he recently tweeted that per his source, Gainesville High School will be playing Langston Hughes in the quarterfinals this Friday. The 5A semifinals have now been moved to next week, with both games being played on Thursday, and then they are working on moving the state title games for that classification to the 17th, still at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I hit Zach Klein and said, hey, what does this mean about the suspended players? Because remember, the whole deal is Gainesville wanted all those 39 players suspended to be able to play. They only got 4 approved when they did their initial appeals. Zach Klein says, source says, every single player is allowed to play in the quarterfinal for Gainesville. No one is suspended.
Can I ask you a question? And I'm glad, again, Mike and I went around and around on this as far as, you know, the fairness of it. Is this helping Gainesville? They've been practicing, right?
I would assume they've been practicing.
So,
I thought the suspended guys couldn't practice.
Technically, they're not, but that doesn't mean.
Okay, so I'm just asking, and I'm not putting them on the spot here, because guys, they're moving the entire playoff bracket because of this. Okay, fine. We want to get it right. We want to give the kids a fair chance, and certainly make the right decisions here. But in essence, you got 2 weeks now to prepare for Langston. Is that right? In essence, right?
No.
I mean, that's interesting to me. Yeah. The part of the playoffs is the quick turnaround. You win. You literally have 3 days to put a game plan in and get your kids ready, and then you're back to work that Saturday and you're playing. This is, I don't know if it plays to their benefit. I'm curious if it does. And not that Langston has been getting ready. Those guys, they're the number one team. But I'm just saying, like, if Gainesville has been taking advantage of this time and this process, they should even be more prepared.
I was hoping the GHSA would not have appealed, but you knew they were because there's a lot of bureaucrats with big heads. And they, you know, a lot of folks, I know you were talking to a lot of high school coaches on Wednesday, day-day. Yeah. Going, wow, how about that? You know, kind of unprecedented, and it was. But I just think, you know, if anything, get better officials for next year. You know,
got to.
I know it's a hard, thankless job. We got a lot of guys listening to our show that are officials. You need officials. If your officials take control of the game, like they did in other playoff games of equal magnitude, you wouldn't have had the situation down in Brunswick.
Real quick, do coaches, just generally speaking, most coaches agree with the ruling or disagree with it?
A lot of coaches were split. Some of them completely understand where Nesbitt comes from.
Josh
Niblett comes from with his stance, right? But at the same time, they all understand. I've had several coaches and ADs say, look, unfortunately, it is still the rule. We actually practice. We put in simulations for these type of situations because you just don't want to take the chances. Now, someone did show where there was an incident earlier this year between two teams, and you do see both benches clear, but a total of 7 players were suspended.
Not 30.
Gotcha. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what kind of impact this has in regards to any potential future incidents.
Good stuff. They will play Thursday.
Correct. Right? They'll play this Friday and then the semis next Thursday.
Next Thursday. Mm-hmm. All right. That's the update on the Gainesville High School situation, football playoffs in our state. All right, guys, coming up, Dogs back in the SEC championship game. We're going to run down all the championship games for you and talk about what we – might have missed. It was such a busy college football weekend, and the coaching changes are crazy. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.